Idaho's coronavirus numbers are trending slightly downward according to the state's 14-day model. But does that really mean infections are slowing? Tess Goodwin tells us what local medical professionals are saying.
Idaho's small decrease now in positive tests may not mean cases will continue to drop.
I'm not even sure what the trend is right now makes a whole lot of difference, because we are going to make very substantial changes in how we are implementing our infection control measures.
That's Dr. David Pate, a member of Idaho's Coronavirus Task Force on Idaho Matters. With students heading back to school, Pate says the numbers could be very different in a month. Governor Brad Little hasn't mandated face masks statewide, leaving that decision to local health districts. Pate says that decision could exacerbate the situation as in-person teaching resumes.
We thought we could count on our local public health districts to do the right thing, and some have stepped up in a big way, and others, unfortunately, continue to disappoint.
Testing delays, along with pandemic burnout, he says, could also impact infection rates. Tess Goodwin, Boise State Public Radio News.